Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Pope. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zovchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henry for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pope. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0 for 1 in the game. Juist hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 1 in the game. Pope hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olsen. Pope reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pope moves to third. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pope scores. Doby moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Doby moves to third. Dente moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Doby scores. Dente moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Dente scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henry for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pope strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-2 in the game. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Dente moves to second. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dente moves to third. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Stevens bunts in front of the plate. Hegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hegan. Goodman moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Art Houdeman now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Stevens scores. Zobchin moves to third. Jensen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pope. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Zobchin scores. Jensen scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to third. Olsen moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Klaus scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Stevens hits a line drive towards first. Wirtz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Zobchin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zobchin moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards the mound. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White is walked intentionally. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pope moves to third. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Bill White. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.